In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, in verse 8, the Bible says that the grass withered and the flowers faded, but the word of our Lord will endure forever. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, in verse 5 and 6, the Bible teaches us that, brothers and sisters, we are not to add or take from God's word. The Bible says that every word of God is pure, and he's a shield to them that put their trust in him. So add not to his word, lest he reprove thee, and you be found a liar. In the book of Romans, chapter 3, and verse 3, the Bible says, what if some do not believe the faith of God? Shall the unbelief make the faith of God without void? The Bible says, nay, let God be true, and every man a liar. Brothers and sisters and friends, we come this morning to take a second look at this book of Psalms, chapter 23. And verse 4. Now, I've looked at this book pretty much all of my Christian life. And I took a second look at it again to see some things that I didn't see before. I remember when I was a babe in Christ, I was sitting talking with Brother Douglas Young. And as a babe in Christ, I'm sitting at his feet, taking everything that he had to say about God's word. And he told me something. He said that when he studied God's word, and he go back and look at it again, he always sees something that he didn't see before. And I found that to be true in our Christian life. If we just go back and study God's word, we will always see some things that we didn't see before. And so this morning, as we look at this book again, I would like to encourage this congregation, as well as individuals, as we study this lesson. This lesson, brothers and sisters and friends, teaches us, as we are encouraged by God's word, my subject is the ups and downs of this life. And as Christians and people that are not Christians, in this life, we all have the tendency to go through some things in this life. We're going to have some ups and we're going to have some downs. And this man, David, had ups and downs in his life. And you know, God said about David, he said, David, although he had ups and downs, he was a man after God's own heart. And so our life pretty much parallel to David's life when we look at these passages of scriptures. We're going to have ups and downs. Our life is sometimes like a roller coaster. Sometimes that we're up, and in times that we're down. David did some good things in his life. He did some things that weren't so good in his life. But one thing about David, he was honest with himself, and he was honest with God. And God loved David for that. That's why he said that David was a man after his own heart. I would like for us to look at these passages of scripture in Psalm chapter 23. And we look at verse 4. Now, though I'm calling out verse 4, we will also go through verse 1, 2, and 3 as well. But I just want to call out verse 4 for our scripture reading. Notice what David said in the book of Psalms, chapter 23 and verse 4. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I want to let those scriptures serve as our scripture reading this morning. But before that we get started, I just want to say, first of all, that we thank God for each and every one of you this morning. We thank God for all of our visitors that are visiting with us, as well as those that are faithful to this congregation here. It's good to be here this morning. And we just hope and pray that something will be said from the Word of God that will be helpful and instrumental in the stirring up of our pure minds, that will cause us to be better Christians today than we were on yesterday. But we always count this as a blessing as well as an opportunity to always go to our Heavenly Father in spirit and in truth. So at this time, let us humble ourselves once again while the one has been selected to lead us in prayer. As I said before, in this life we have the tendency to go through some things in this life. And it doesn't matter how much money that you have. It doesn't matter how much money that you do not have. It doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. In this life, we will go through some things. And that's what this lesson is all about this morning. As we look at this lesson, I would like for us to get into the mind of King David. King David was the King of Israel for 40 years. And God did some mighty things through King David. And just for interest's sake, I want to read verse 4 again from the 23rd book of Psalms. Notice what David says. David says that he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Those are some powerful words, isn't it? We need to understand this morning that this is what God was to David. And just like what God was to David, he's also for us today as we look at this lesson. Look at verse 1. Notice what David had to say. He says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Let's take our time with this. Let's meditate on that for a moment. The Lord, and this is what God was to David. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Not my money, not my honey, but the Lord is my shepherd. He says that in verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Those are powerful words. What David is saying to us this morning is that although we may have all of that good stuff from God, God can be your shepherd. God can bless you where there's not too many things in this life that you want for. God can make you to lie down in green pastures. In other words, give you a life of tranquility. What David is saying this morning as children of God, this morning, don't get carried away with all of those blessings and think that we're not going to go through some things in this life, although God is good to us. You know, God is blessing us right now. He allowed us to open our eyes up this morning. He clothed us in our right mind. Gave us a reasonable portion of health and strength. Some of us were feeling kind of bad yesterday, but today that we're feeling pretty good. So you see, God is still blessing us. And what David is saying that don't be fooled. Don't be beguiled. That we enjoy all of these blessings from God and we think that we're not going to go through some things in this life. Notice what he says. He says that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. Through the help of the Holy Spirit, we have our souls restored each day. We are led in the pathway of righteousness. For his name's sake, we are led and we are guided by the Holy Spirit. But when you read down to verse 4, the language changes. What David says, yea, though you can enjoy all of those blessings from God. You can be riding good, eating good, dressing good. You have all those blessings from God. God give you the things in this life where you don't have too many things to want for. He restoreth your soul. But when you get to verse 4, David says that, yea, though. You see, that's where the language is changed right there. What does David mean by yea, though? Yea, though is a conjunction. What he's saying that yea, though you enjoy all the blessing from God, you still will go through some things in this life. That's what David is teaching us this morning. That nobody is bothering you. You're not bothering anybody. Family is doing well. Children doing well. No one is acting up in the family. If you're still working on your job, nobody is trying to take your job from you. In other words, you got life good. You got the world by the tail. But rest assured that you will face some valleys in this life. That's what David is teaching us this morning. There are some valleys in this life that you will face. No one in this building is exempt from the valley. We all go through valleys in this life. One may say that, well, God is good to me, and yes, he is. But there's three kinds of people in this life, in this world. You have those that are in the valley. You have those that have gone through the valley. And you may say, well, I'm not in either one of those groups. Well, you're in this group. You're on your way to your valley. Your valley just hadn't caught up with you yet. Brothers and sisters and friends, we don't know what's around the next corner. The next corner, the next street, you could run into your valley. And you'll be in a valley. But just remember this. Remember the book of Psalms chapter 37 and verse 23. When you get to your valley, you need to know this. Look at the book of Psalm chapter 37 and verse 23, what the Bible says. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Know this. God is the one that orders the valley. He's the one that orders your footsteps. And while you're in this valley, and you may be going through some struggles in that valley, you may be going through some difficult times. And I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I know this. We're all going through something. When you get to that valley, you know that God is ordering that valley. Sometimes God allows us to go through the valley to teach us some lessons. Sometimes it's to help us to be stronger. Sometimes it wakes us up. And sometimes it teaches us that we're not all of that in a bag of chips as we're going through this valley. But I want us to understand something this morning. Whatever valley that you are in or you're going through, do not think that you're so special that you're the only one that's going through what you're going through. The Bible teaches us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. The Apostle Paul speaking through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Listen what Paul teaches us there. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. He teaches us that there is nothing new. Notice what the Apostle Paul says. He says that there have been no temptation taken you such as common to man. No temptation. Nothing is new. Someone that has gone through the valley and come out of the valley has dealt with the same thing that we are dealing with right now. Someone has already gone through it. And the Bible teaches us that there is nothing new. It's common. And I want to say this to us this morning. That if you are in that valley, there's no need for us to be cursing and fussing and discussing that God is punishing me and the cross that I'm bearing is too strong. But the valley is to help us to learn lessons. So don't close your eyes as we're going through this valley. You know, when we're going through the valley, you know, some people say, well, you know, I'm not going to claim it. And someone may say that they're going to deny of a being in a valley. But what we need to do is pay attention, because there are lessons to be learned in the valley. Keep our eyes open. One of the things that the valley teaches us, that we may not be as religious as we thought we were. We may not be as strong as we thought we were. It teaches us who our friends are. Get down. And you're on your sick bed. You find out who your friends are. For a while, people will come knocking on your door when you get sick. But don't stay sick 4 or 5 months. You'll see who your friends really are. There are lessons to be learned in the valley. And we need to pay attention, brothers and sisters. The Bible teaches us that while we're in this valley, we may be acting up. We might be saying things that we shouldn't say, or doing things that we shouldn't do while in the valley. Getting involved in things that we shouldn't be involved in. But that's the human part of us. I want to know something. While in this valley, God made a promise to us as a child of God. He said that I will never leave you. We can rest assured while we're going through the trials and the tribulation in this valley that God made a promise to us that he will never leave us. Now, God is not going to be in cahoots on what we are doing, but he's close enough when we reach out to him, where we can grab hold to his hand. He's close enough. He made that promise to us. Look at what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. It says that there is no temptation taken you such as common to man. He said, but God is faithful. God is faithful. And we can appreciate that about God. He keep his promises. He made us a promise that he would never leave us. That's God's promise to us. You're a child of God. That he will never leave us. Notice what he says. He says that who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. And I want to say it to us this morning. If you got it, you can handle it through the help of God Almighty. Whatever it is, you can handle it. Because God said he would not put anything on us that we could not bear. We can handle it with God's help. But you know, in this valley, people respond in the valley based on where they are, how much pressure that they are under, or what the temperature is. Take 3 pots and you set them on a stove and you turn that temperature up to boiling. I believe it's 212 Fahrenheit for boiling. And if I'm wrong on that, I'm quite sure a fifth grader will correct me. But you turn that pot up to boiling, where it's boiling. You got 3 parts. One of the parts, you put an egg in it. And the other pot, you put vegetables in it. And the third pot, you put coffee beans in it. Now, the boiling water caused the egg to become hard. Part number 2, where the vegetables are, it causes the vegetables to become soft. And part number 3, where the coffee beans are, it gives off a beautiful flavor to the house. Now, pot number 1 that turned the egg hard This is what happens to some people that's in the valley. They're going through the valley, and when they come out, they're hard, just like that egg. Don't trust nobody. Everybody is a liar. They all go into hell. They're hard, mean, and hateful. In the second part where the vegetables are, they become soft. What I mean by soft is that they are scary. They lost their faith going through the valley. We'll say and do anything to get out of that pot, and we'll believe anything because their main concern is just getting out of the pot. But in the third pot where the coffee beans are, that person gives off a nice flavor to the whole house. They come out of that valley singing a song. Trouble don't last always. I know that my Redeemer liveth and ever prays for me. What a friend that we have in Jesus. They come out singing a song. That's the kind of people that comes out of the pot, the three kinds of people. And I want us to know this morning as we look at these passages of scriptures here that the God that we serve, when we serve him, we never lose. When God fought for Israel, Israel never lost. When God fought for them. We're not going to lose with God. We need to remember that as we're going through the valleys of this life, the ups and downs, that God is there. And I wanted to leave us with this passage, is that when Joshua and Caleb crossed over the river of Jordan into Canaan, there was a little man standing there with a sword in his hand. And Joshua walked up to him. Joshua said, whose side are you on? He said, are you on our side or their side? And the little man responded. He said, I am the Lord of the captain of hosts. I'm on God's side. And that's what I want to leave with each and every one of us this morning as we deal with the ups and downs of this life. When we are on God's side and he's on our side, we will never lose. This lesson is yours this morning. And hopefully something was said from this lesson will be helpful and instrumental in the stirring up of our pure minds, which just causes us just to think while we're journeying through this life. We come to God by first. The Bible teaches us is to hear. Now, when it comes to the Church of Christ, we can't join the Church of Christ. You have to be added to the church. You can't come by Christian experience, the right hand of fellowship. You have to be added to the church. God has to add you. And God teaches us that these are the steps that adds a person to the body of Christ. If you hadn't heard anything else I said this morning, just remember this. You have to hear God's word. Romans 10 and verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You just can't hear anything. You have to hear God's word. After hearing it, you must believe it. In the book of St. John, chapter 20 and verse 30, the Bible says, truly many signs that Jesus did in the presence of his disciples that are not mentioned in this book. He said, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and through believing have life through his name. There's enough information in this Bible that will cause us to believe that Jesus is the Christ. We have to believe it. And after believing it, we must repent. Luke 13:3 says, I'll tell you nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And Luke repeats it again in verse 5. He said, I tell you nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And after repentance, we must make the good confession that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That is the good confession. Romans 10:9-10. The Bible says, if thou would confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Christ, and God has raised him from the dead, so thou shalt be saved. So with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we must make that good confession. And after that good confession, we must be buried in the watery grave of baptism. In the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27 says, for as many as have been baptized into Christ have put him on. So this is where we put Christ on, is in the watery grave of baptism. And you have to know why you're being baptized. You have to know that you are being baptized to have your sins forgiven. You have to know that. And then you rise in the newness of life. Remember what David said? He said, although that as a child of God, we have a propensity to sin, just like the alien sinner. The only difference between us and the alien sinners is that we can pray once you have been added to the church and God will forgive you of your sin. That's the difference in being a Christian. You know what David said? He says that although he walked through the valley of the shadow of death, that he will fear no evil because God is with him. Let me tell you something. Let me leave this with you. In the Bible, there are 365 fear not in the Bible. As a Christian, a child of God, you don't have to walk around scary and fearful. David said he feared not. 365 fear not. Do you know what that means? That every day of the year, we got to fear not to encourage us. Every day that we live, we can look at the Bible. It says, fear not. 365 days. I want to say this morning, if you're a child of God and you've sinned the sin that have shamed the body of Christ, this morning as the invitation is being offered, need to repent, make the confession, and ask for the prayers of the righteous that you might be restored back to the fellowship. If we've made a public sin where we have shamed the body of Christ. And then also that if you just need prayer, you just need prayer, you need strength, while the invitation is sung, why don't you come forward?